It's 1 minute past the hour. Tom, Sybil, and Jay are off enjoying their Christmas vacation. But Jackie Reed is in the building. How are you, Jackie?
Good morning, Skip Murphy. Very well. Happy that I got all my Christmas shopping done, and now all I have to do is cook, and Christmas is here.
Look at you.
That's it.
No procrastinating on your behalf, right?
Well, there was some. I mean, it was down to the last minute. Well, almost the last minute.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and a lot of people, I guess, are you still shopping? Are you getting your shopping on? Or are you finished? I got
to
start.
See, you're used to shopping on Christmas Eve. So yeah. For you, I'm ahead of the game.
And Jackie, if I could find a store open on Christmas morning, that would suit me just fine.
Oh, Skip.
Hey,
why?
We got to give it up to my man, too, making it in the building. Gucci D is here. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Gucci D. That's his old rap name from back in the day. Comedian Damon Williams in the structure.
Yes.
I need the Gucci D story at some point this morning. For those of us that do not know the legend, I need the Gucci D story at some point this morning, Damon, please.
Yeah, Gucci D shops on Christmas Eve as well.
Well, two more days till Christmas, and
yes,
I got my Christmas shopping on yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Jackie Reed, yes, you're going to be
I'm
proud
impressed.
Of me. I'll tell you. I'll share it with you what I got.
Okay.
For Christmas, you will be happy. But we got some more business on the agenda to handle, and especially your mayor there, Mayor de Blasio,
yes.
New York City, opened his mouth, talked wrong, and got most of NYC looking at him with that side eye for slinging all that shade. You know, Jackie, it's a...
call it shade.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Skip
well,
just
I
did.
Saw,
that's what amazed me.
I saw the
why,
NYPD.
Why do you call it shade?
Because I saw the NYPD at the hospital the other night all turning their backs on him as he walked by.
When he went
and
to
that was
visit
because,
the family
that was,
of the officers?
Right, and that was because
well,
of what he said.
Here's the thing about de Blasio. He's married to an African-American woman, so they have two children, which, you know, which are seen in this world as African-American. I don't know how those children identify, but he has a son, you know, who is a black man. Mm-hmm. And so he can relate to the issues that African-American people have when it comes to how black men are often treated by police officers. So when the Eric Garner decision came down here in New York, you know, the Staten Island guy that was selling those individual cigarettes and then police put him in the chokehold, that whole situation, when he responded as not only as a mayor, but as a father who understood that side of the story. That upset police officers, particularly the police officers union here, who said that he should automatically just side with police. So I don't think that he slung any shade, but the police officers here were upset that that's the stance that he took.
Mm-hmm. Well, how's he going to rectify that?
Well, I mean, they've already started. I mean, yesterday he really got upset with the media, you know, for always putting negative parts of this story out there and really not covering the whole story in his perspective. But he said very positive things about the NYPD. He stood with the police commissioner who really supported him. And they made a really valid point. They said, name a New York City mayor that's had a great relationship with the police officers throughout their tenure, and no one could name one. I mean, you know, I mean, I haven't been here that long, but even Giuliani didn't have the greatest relationship with police officers.
Right.
Well, nobody can get along with the NYPD. It's just that simple.
Well, no, I love the NYPD. I live here in New York. I interact with police. I live right across the street from a police precinct. They are very kind. I love them. We need them. I'm not going to say that I don't appreciate the NYPD as a whole and police officers as a whole.
Didn't
are there
that.
Some bad cops?
Said,
of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Nobody gets along with them. They're kind of rude when you walk around down Manhattan.
They
but
are
you're
not.
Cute, so you don't experience
they
that.
They are not rude.
It's a whole different thing.
You can't say that as a whole.
Okay, you sound like Stacey Dash there.
I do Jackie. Not
yes,
even
do.
Sound like Stacey Dash.
I saw Stacey posing with the NYPD, just cheesing. I saw her.
No, but she went as far as to say, did you hear about her tweet?
She took to Twitter, right? She was tweeting.
Lisa
on Twitter.
Didn't call it the Twitter.
And she wanted to blame Reverend Al Sharpton for the assassination of those two NYPD police officers.
Yeah, and de Blasio. She said that these murders of those two police officers are the natural result of the jihad, she calls it, on cops that the Reverend Al Sharpton and Mayor de Blasio has called for. They should be held accountable. I in no way stand with Stacey Dash.
Okay.
On that issue. I mean, yes, she's been posing with police officers, but I don't think that you have to be anti police to be pro that Black Lives Matter.
True.
I don't think you have to be that way, and that's the way I think Stacey Dash feels. Not to put words in her mouth, but that's the feeling that I get. Yeah. No, but I like Mayor de Blasio.
And I'd like to put some words in her mouth.
You got some things to say, huh, there, Damon? It is 6 minutes. It's 6 minutes past the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Let's get up and get at it. 2 days to Christmas.